Welcome to the Lanesboro Radio Company's presentation of Over the Back Fence, a Commonwealth Theater Company community program brought to you from the air-conditioned Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. We're coming to you live over KFIL Preston 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 on your FM dial. I'm your host, Scott Dixon. Have you been topped like an ice cream sundae this week? Feeling like you're number one at being number two? Well, step up to the medal round because it's the Over the Back Fence salute to Best in Show. Bringing home the blue ribbon tonight will be special musical guests, the Two Rivers Bluegrass Band, and music and laughs from all the Over the Back Fence gang. The usual suspects are here: Bonnie Hulsing, Carolyn Freeze, Steph Dickens, Tim Seiler, and all the Over the Back Fence gang. And will you please welcome my co-host with the most, Carrie the Rev Eversole. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Root Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro! Bringing tonight's show to you is the Over the Back Fence Gang Executive Producer, Captain Bob Petrillo.
Assistant Executive Producer, Glamorous Glenn Jensen.
His personal assistant, Marvelous Maddie Haugen.
Artistic Director, Stella Burt. Internet Guru, Jazzy Jason Underfirth.
Tim Seiler and Roundtown Mercedes of Mary Scott at the box office. So Carrie, working at the box office, Roundtown Mercedes of Mary Scott. Do you know who that is?
I have not a clue.
You have not. You know, that is the winner of this year's Westminster Kennel Best in Show. That's the name of
Roundtown Mercedes of Mary Scott.
Roundtown Mercedes of Mary Scott, who just narrowly beat out Roundtown Buick of Mary Scott. for the title, but Best in Show, celebrating all kinds of things that are Best in Show. You know, dogs. You get kind of funny dog names going, and perhaps only stranger sometimes than dog names will be horse names, names of racehorses.
Name
one is a strange name
for a
racehorse, exactly. And so, it's the Over the Back Fence Gang with Camptown Races.
Camptown ladies, sing this song, doo-da, doo-da. The Camptown racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, doo-da-day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray. I went down there with my hat caved in, doo-dah, doo-dah. I came back home with a pocket full of tin, oh, doo-dah-day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray. See them flying on a 10-mile heat, doo-dah, doo-dah. Round the racetrack then repeat, oh, doo-dah-day. Going to run all night, going to run all day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray.
The Over the Back Fence Gang! And those Camptown races, well, it's that moment in our show that is one of our favorites here on Over the Back Fence, where we get to talk with a representative of one of the wonderful sponsors who helps to make the show possible week after week, and in the case of this sponsor, for year after year after year after year, they've been a wonderful supporter of Over the Back Fence. Will you please welcome Lynn Susag from Cottage House Inn?
Thank you, Scott.
So, hi, Lynn. Are we on there? Is that
I think so.
We're on there. Okay, there we go. Now we're cooking with electricity, or however the expression goes. So, first of all, Lynn, thank you so much for
your support,
for the support of Cottage House Inn to help make all of this craziness and fun possible week after week on the show. Cottage House Inn, you're located directly across the street.
Yes, from you are our neighbor.
Yes, we.
Yes,
we are. So, like good neighbors, we're in support of each other. We don't have a fence between us to kind of lean over and talk on the picket fence, which is kind of a good thing because picket fence gets a little sharp, so you don't want to lean on it too much. But
just stop traffic in the middle of the street and talk.
Exactly, which you can do in Lanesboro on certain days of the week and just kind of have that meeting place. But tell us a little bit about Cottage House Inn. It's a bed and breakfast here in town, and
well, it's actually an inn, Scott.
It's an inn.
We pride ourselves on the fact that we're kind of a combination between a bed and breakfast and a hotel. We're called an inn. And we try to be that nice combination between the two. And that's what people always like to say, that they feel like they're at home when they're at the Cottage House Inn.
Oh, so. Wonderful. That's great. And you have about how many rooms
over
there?
We have 14 rooms. And mm-hmm. We've actually been in business since 1993. So we're in our 17th year. And we have lots of repeat guests. I actually see a few of them in the audience right now. And we really enjoy having groups in the house.
So
we just got done with a family reunion this weekend, and we have bicycle groups that come through. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the quiet season, we have some quilters that'll come or watercolor artists. So it's something new no matter what time of the year, and we really enjoy that.
There's often quite a bit of activity going on. I see in that larger conference room,
yep,
meeting room that you have
mm-hmm.
over
going
over there.
And they love to sit on the front porch too. That's a real favorite this time of the year. So, and we have always been, because we are family built, owned and operated, we've always encouraged families to come to the Cottage House as well. And children under the age of 16 stay for free at the Cottage House.
Oh, hey.
And so we actually have a special gift tonight for someone in the audience if they are, I don't know, if they're under 15 years of old and they like to clean. If they like to clean, and they're born near August, because that was when we opened in August of 1993. We're wondering if there's anyone in the audience who has a summer
birthday. All right,
anyone with a summer birthday? Of 15 and they...
Who likes to clean?
Nobody likes to clean.
I'm thinking that's the deal breaker there, right there, Lynn. That might be.
Is there somebody?
If you loosen that restriction there, you might.
Anybody know a 15-year-old who likes to clean? No.
You might. You might be able to. Well, let's take a quick poll of some of our youth in the audience, especially the preteens and younger. Anybody have an August birthday coming up? An August birthday? A September birthday? September birthday? Oh, a September birthday. All right. So why don't we, what do you have here for an early birthday?
I have a Cottage House Inn t-shirt.
Wonderful.
I would love to give this person.
From the Cottage House Inn, Carrie the Rev, we'll take that up to, so a happy early birthday present for you. And so Lynn, how do people find the Cottage House Inn to be able to make reservations? I mean, it sounds like a very popular place, so you want to make sure that you don't just mm-hmm. show up at the door and try to get a room.
Well, once in a while that works, but I do recommend that you go either onto our website, which is www.cottagehouseinn.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can call our 1-800 number, 1-800-944-0099. I almost gave him my home phone number. That might work.
I've heard of taking your work home, but that might be carrying
might
it
be
a little above
far.
And beyond the call yes. of the call of duty there. And the Cottage House Inn, your family, Marilyn Bungie,
and the Bungie
family, you're on.
Yep. And so it's an extended family business, mm-hmm. and so lots of times you'll see my cousins coming through the house, or their children helping work, or my aunt, so there's always somebody in the house.
And out of that business, you also have another business operating in town.
Yes, we also manage the Coffee Street Commons, which is where we have our fitness center and our dance studio. And I did ask Scott if I could just have a moment to let people know that we are having a dance camp this summer, and we do still have room for a couple more people if they want to get in on it. And it's for ages, grades, actually grades 1st through 6th or 7th through 12th. And the dance camp starts August 11th through 13th. Then they take a break for the weekend and come back the 16th through the 18th. And then there will be a performance actually in the Commonwealth Theater Rehearsal Hall on Wednesday, August 18th. So if anyone wants to go to dance camp, you can call the Cottage House in, and we can still help you with that registration.
That same contact info. Yeah. And you said you had a couple more spots open in that
camp. We do still have spots. Camp.
All right. So call now, call today, but please do not call Lynn at home. Because she's here. Anyway, Lynn, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing a gift to our studio audience. And thanks again to you and everyone over at the Cottage House
Inn. Thank you.
Lynn Susag and the Cottage House Inn in downtown Lanesboro. Our poet laureate for the week here on end of, as we start to wind down July, Bonnie Hulsing. Bonnie, what do you have for us tonight?
Going along with the theme of Best in Show, I chose some poems that are about the county fairs. So here we go. The first one is called Come to the Fair. This is by Florence Elliott. The county agricultural fair comes but once a year. It gives us all a chance to show the things that we hold dear. Potatoes, beets, onions, tomatoes, corn, and beans, all freshly picked and polished, but oh, our aching knees. Flowers, jams, and jellies, all colorful and neat. Baking, plain and fancy, delicious and so sweet. The children's imagination soars to greater heights. Each year their efforts produce more amazing sights. The sewing and the quilting that make our fingers sore draw admiring glances and compliments galore. While outside on the fairgrounds, the joy is unconfined, with petting zoo and doggy show and booths of every kind. The baby show and teddy bears draw relatives and friends. Who will win the trophy for this popular event? The Ag Committee tolls so long to make this joy-filled day, so come, please come to the fair. And do not stay away. Show them how much their efforts we appreciate. And fill the booths and buildings as we crowd in every gate. Thank you. The next one is called Don't Smile at Me That Way. And this is by Linda Ann Nickerson. You'll have to take this one with a grain of salt. We went out to the country fair, and everyone in town was there. The Ferris wheels, the rides that scare, and junk food hawkers everywhere. But nothing then could quite torment or frighten me to the extent as what I saw and did lament when we passed by the bingo tent. Alas, here is my tale of woe. The folks were seated in a row, and each one seemed to say hello with smiles that came from down below. We strolled along behind their bench, and it was not the livestock stench that made my stomach insides clench, but all those butts along that bench. I think I am a friendly sort, and possibly a real good sport, but this just made my guts contort to see so many glutes distort. I wanted to shout, "Hoist those pants!" to give my lunch a fighting chance. Or maybe, how about underpants? But couldn't take a second glance. We hurried to another space, potato sack or pony race, or just to find a happy face who'd wear a smile in the right place.
Bonnie Hulsing. Bonnie, you've got one more for us there?
One more, a little cleaner. This is called County Fair by Jeffrey Schmidt. Step this way, calls the barker. Ribbon won by Bess the Baker. Smiles adorn children's faces. Surreys trot the track in races. Mirrors make us laugh and giggle. Boys love watching girls who wiggle. Girls and boys their lambs display. Wise men guess how much you weigh. Children pluck a duck for prizes. Parents hope for bigger sizes. Ferris wheel goes round and round. Soon the fireworks light the town. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie, Poet Laureate, for Over the Back Fence. Well, you know, here at the Commonwealth Theater and Over the Back Fence, we're very much like a family, a nice, tight-knit, loving family. But amongst,
we don't compete with one another.
No, right? We don't compete with one another for attention or accolades. But you know, every now and again, there's a little rivalry that goes on, and so we thought that we'd have Steph Dickens and Tim Seiler settle it in song.
You're the small, I'm the major one, you're the minor one. I can beat you shooting, that's not all. Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can be, I can be. Greater, sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with the bow and arrow.
I can do most anything.
Can you bake a pie?
No.
Neither can I. Anything you can sing, I can sing louder. I can sing anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anything you can dig, I can dig deeper. I can dig anything deeper than you.
30 feet.
40 feet.
50 feet.
60 feet.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat. Any note you can reach, I can go higher. I can sing anything higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Anyone you can lick, I can lick faster. I can lick anyone faster than you.
With your fists.
With my feet.
With your feet.
With an axe.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Any school where you went, I could be master. I could be master much faster than you.
Can you spell?
No, I can't.
Can you add?
Yes, I can't.
Can you teach?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can be a racer, quite a steeplechaser.
I can jump a hurdle, even in a girdle.
I can open any safe.
Without being caught?
Yes.
That's what I thought, you crook. Any note you can hold, I can hold longer. I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
We'll call it a draw. And now let's see if we can see if we can fire up the old news beacon and see what we have coming across here. So take it away.
And now it's time for news and notes.
Wow. Didn't even know I had it in me.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. All right. Well, it's News and Notes brought to you by the Roach. Roach. Right. That'd be bad. Let's try that one again. It's News and Notes brought to you by the Rochester Post Bulletin, Southeast Minnesota's biggest and best daily newspaper. Consider this your sneak peek. In the Jumbo Weekend Edition on newsstands now, you can read about the local food movement, eating stuff that's grown and raised right in your neighborhood or just down the road. It's really catching on, like you see in a lot of restaurants here in Lanesboro. It's a good thing to eat food that's produced by people you know. You want to read all about that in the family farmers who are featured in the weekend paper. Also this weekend, you can read about Don Krofsky, who passed away this last week, was a guiding force behind Lark Toys in Kellogg, a place that maybe a lot of you have visited over the years over there on US 61. Sounds like he was a really great fellow, and his business is pretty much a landmark for making handmade wooden toys people to play with. Yeah. On Tuesday, Lanesboro's very own Riverside on the Root restaurant, located just down the street here from the Commonwealth Theater, will be featured as one of four stars of outdoor dining.
Sounds like best in show.
Yeah, it sounds like a best in show. The Post Bulletin has an ace restaurant writer who knows quality when he eats it. And most people around here know that we have some great places to dine outside during these beautiful summer months. The Old Village Hall also gets a nice plug as well. You won't want to miss those write-ups. All of this plus Harley Flathers, local news from Fillmore County and all over the area, plus oodles of coupons for just 50 cents a day. It's hard to find a better deal. To get the paper at home, call 1-800-562-1758, and that's News and Notes from the Rochester Post Bulletin. And now we are thrilled to welcome to our stage our musical guest for this week, Two Rivers Bluegrass Band! Fence, BJ, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Wonderful to have you. Can you take a moment and just introduce the members of the band here?
You bet. We have Mr. Ron Sackett on the banjo. He is from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Mr. Ivan Cabista on lead guitar. He's from Nodine, Minnesota. And Lori Klickner back here on rhythm guitar. She's our automatic metronome. And Willie Klickner on the fiddle. They're both from Wabasha, Minnesota. And Daryl Thompson on the mandolin. He's my other half. And I'm PJ Thompson, lead vocals and the doghouse bass. We're both from Rushford, Minnesota.
Wonderful. Woo! So it's definitely an all-star band. And how long have you been playing together?
6 years.
It's been the essence of teamwork there. Yeah. And play 6 years. You play, well, you've been here on Over the Back Fence before. You play different festivals and events around.
We do. We play festivals. We play birthday parties. We play just about any venue there is. So if anyone needs a band, just get in touch with us. And you can do that going on online to, I'll have you give that address.
It's Daryl at RushfordMusic.com.
Daryl at Rushford. And Daryl, is that D-A-R-Y or E-L-L?
That's
D-A-R-Y. D-A-R-Y-L at RushfordMusic.com. Okay, wonderful.
And we also have a festival coming up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. We were talking a little bit about that before the show. Tell us about that. Sounds like a great event.
The Semba Festival, which is Southeast Minnesota Bluegrass Association, hosts a festival in May and in August every year at Cushon's Peak Campground right here in Houston, Minnesota. There will be, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 hours of music, and 15 bands. We'll be playing on Thursday and Sunday of that venue.
Wonderful. And that's coming up in
late
August.
That is the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd of August. So be there.
Wonderful. And Semba, so I imagine something else you can find more information about online if you will search that. Semba.tv. .tv. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wonderful. Well, do you have some more music for us right now? Do we have to wait until August?
Oh, no. We'll play some more for you now.
All right. Wonderful. How about some more from the Two Rivers Bluegrass Band?
Find my way
where the bluebells grow
in the green meadow.
Come and listen into the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low.
Listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Brother, listen into the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of joy awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Turn your radio on.
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 Turn your radio on. Listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Listen to the songs of the fathers and the mothers and the many friends gone on before. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Some eternal morning we shall meet them over on the hallelujah shore. Turn your radio on.
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 Turn your radio on. Listen to the music in the air.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low.
Turn the lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
I'm a little partial to that one there, Scott.
It's the Two Rivers Bluegrass Band on Over the Back Fence. Can we coax one more out of them, do you think, studio audience?
Going down to Cripple Creek, going on the run. Going down to Cripple Creek to have a little fun. Roll my britches up to my knees. Wait, old Cripple Creek, as I please. Going, going, gone.
the Two Rivers Bluegrass Band. You're listening to Over the Back Fence live from the Commonwealth Theater in beautiful downtown Lanesboro on KFIO Preston, 1060 AM and Chatfield 103.1 FM. Coming up in the second half of our show, we'll feature the song stylings of Steph Diggins plus the wit and wisdom of Lena Ann. Over the Back Fence is underwritten by Houston Dental Clinic, where your smile makes them happiest, and sponsored by Pedal Pushers Cafe,
Coffee Street Fitness,
The Cottage House Inn,
Rhino's Pizza and Sub Shop,
Los Gables,
Stone Mill Suites,
Olivia's Attic,
Lanesboro Local Marketplace,
Mannion and Wheelock Attorneys,
The Little River General Store,
Riverside on the Route Restaurant,
The Lanesboro Lions Club,
Preston Apple and Berry Farm,
The Rochester Post Bulletin,
and Associated Bank of Lanesboro. We invite you to come down and join us live Sundays at 7 p.m. or if you can't, listen at home at 1060 on your AM or 103.1 on your FM radio dial or online at overthebackfence.org. Well, for the best in show.
I can't stop saying show.
Yes, it's a really great shing. But we welcome our own blue ribbon best in show.
What a gal she is.
Lena Ann, everybody.
Hi. My name is Lena Ann, and I'm 8 years old. My father's a farmer, and my mother's a farmer's wife, and that makes me a farmer's daughter. I was named after my grandma, Lena. She's very old, and she lives with us. She's my best friend. I decided to make a contest for the best in Lanesboro, the best animal, that is. I've gotten a lot of entries, and it's up to you tonight to pick your favorite with your applause. The winner will get all kinds of attention and get their picture on a poster that I stick up any place that'll let me. And the winner will be selected by your clapping. Oh yeah, we also had a couple of entries of some poems. They're not going to be up for the prize, but since they're about animals, I'm going to read them, okay?
Okay.
The night is young, the moon is out, the corn husks are turning yellow. If you don't think I'm too bold, I'd consider it a treat if you came to meet my armadillo. Don't worry, he's tame, and it's really a shame that my mother won't let him stay. But I guess it's okay, because I saw just today a piranha in the PetSmart window. Okay, the next one isn't about an animal, but it's about an insect. Dear butterfly, sweet butterfly, how could I have known that you and I would meet like this as into my path you've flown? In the light, your beauty flashed. Now on my windshield, you lie smashed. Okay, so here are the finalists. Number one, the two humongous male turtles that live across the back alley from here. They must be 50 years old or something, maybe 100. They move really slow and they stare at you. Sometimes they get on top of each other and move around really funny, and my dad told me that my mom would explain to me why they do that sometime. Fargo, the golden retriever, is number two. He likes to go fishing. He stares at the fishing pole bobber, and when it goes down, he barks. Then when you bring in a fish, he flips it up in the air with his nose. Number three, Mr. Thiss's snakes and spiders and other things. My favorite is the Archispirostreptus gigas millipede. Mostly because it's fun to try to pronounce. Okay, number four entry that's a finalist is Jenny's Jar Collection of Fireflies. Some people call them lightning bugs. She keeps the jar in the bathroom as a nightlight so she can find her way to the potty without having to turn on the light. Then there's Ollie's big wooden box. It's filled with his collection of 480,000 1,000 earwigs. He collected them this summer from around his barn, and he's going to add them to his collection of 16,000 box elder bugs just to see what happens. I really like my friend's pet pig, but its breath was really bad, so that my friend gave it some mint leaves to eat so that it could make the finals for this contest. My grandma doesn't have any pets, but I made her a finalist because of the frog kisses she gives me at night. It sounds like this. My cousin, he's no longer around, so we weren't even going to talk about him. He left. But this last finalist is very special. I don't want to influence you in any way, but here she is, my little white French miniature poodle named Lena. Here she comes. She's coming right now. She does all kinds of tricks. Here's Miss Patty, her personal trainer. Hi, Lena. Can you say hello to everybody? She's got her blue bonnet on. Does it look pretty?
Yes.
She's a very good French poodle. She does all kinds of tricks, but the one I like the best is when she pees on my mother's foot when my mother's yelling at me. Well, that's not a trick, really. That's just instinct. It's protecting me. But Miss Stella, what do you have to say to Miss Lena?
That she is number one best in show.
Ooh. Yay!
Ooh. Thank you. Thanks to my mother and my father and my grandmother and my baby brother and my little man. Oh, that's all I have to say.
Lena Ann and Little Lena on Over the Back Fence. Well, Carrie, there are many who have said that this show has gone to the dogs, and as of tonight, they're correct. Well, redeeming us, though, on
lifting
the show.
Lifting us up.
Lifting us up, yes, out of the doldrums of my bad jokes, are Carolyn Freeze, everyone.
Oh,
Carolyn Fries on Over the Back Fence. All right. Well, Steph Dickens, how are you?
I'm okay.
You're doing okay. Are you going to sing another song for us?
Yeah, I'm going to dedicate this song to my pianist, Stella Burt.
Can you call her that on the radio? Is that?
Yes.
All right. Well,
I think I enunciated my tea.
Take it away.
So pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting 'em off my chest, to let 'em rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss a bar. But if ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop, but if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're a purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo Celery. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if baby I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Steph Dickens and Stella Burt.
That was a pretty good Ethel Merman there.
Not bad. In fact, if you can kind of squint, you can get a little Ethel Merman out of Steph Dickens. Best in Show. Now you have an awful lot of kids at home.
You have a few in your
family. Are they competitive with one another?
Absolutely not. They
no, not
they
at all.
Never fight. They never argue. They never bicker dicker.
There's perfect harmony at all times. So. Pastor's kids are always. Do they have any outlets? Do they any of them play any sports or compete or do any 4-H or anything along those lines?
Got a few in summer baseball. Play piano and drums.
The drums.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
So are we.
do they take lessons on the drums, or are they self-taught?
They're taking lessons
on the old pots and pans, because that was
occasionally they do. Yes,
that was sort of my thing, as I'm told. I don't remember myself.
As you're told, we could probably go to the source.
My memory's a little fuzzy. No, I don't think we'll be doing that. I don't think we have quite that much time to kill. But. I do remember, thinking about things that are best in show that are some really fun things to go and the competitive spirit and it's always fun to rack up the ribbons and the medals and whatnots and the awards and the accolades that are these external validations of things that you're trying to do, and you know, people are right to be proud of those kinds of accomplishments. But I, you know, you brought up that you have a couple of kids playing summer baseball mm-hmm. in Lanesboro, and I remember playing Little League baseball, and as a little kid, I definitely had a competitive streak in me. Definitely was very upset at any board game that I didn't win. If a team that I was rooting for on TV, you know, baseball or football or whatever,
made your hissy fit,
didn't or? Win.
Wait, I want to know something. Wait a minute. You said this was when you were a little kid. I'm married to the guy. I know. Okay.
I have. Well.
yes.
I. I'm trying to figure out exactly what I'm prepared to admit to here, but mm-hmm. let me just say that it's much better now than it used to be.
I don't know. Your mom is sitting in the audience, and she's shaking her head no.
And she's shaking her head, saying, "Leave my boy alone."
I don't think that's what she's saying.
Stop picking on him on the air. Well, the point I was trying to make before we got distracted and derailed. Captain Bob, can we take her mic down for the time being?
No, he's going to turn it up. I know he will.
Oh, no, he's going to turn. Let me do that.
anyway, so very had a very competitive streak. Just really hated to lose. Really, really bothered me. And the first year that I played Little League baseball was probably exactly what I needed, because I played on a team. My gosh, we were terrible.
How bad were you?
We hit the perfect trifecta. We couldn't hit the ball, catch the ball, or throw the ball. It was absolutely perfect. But in a bizarre way, and I have no idea how this happened, but we won, I think, over the course of the entire summer, I think we won two games. That's the number that sticks in my head, that we actually won two games. And but it was the best summer that I had, because the adults running it and adults who volunteer their time for youth activities and youth sports are just the best.
God bless them.
And they taught me a great lesson in sportsmanship and in just going out and having fun and loving what you do. Love what you do, and the rest just falls in line.
Falls into place.
And so, you know, you can, you know, the ribbons and the medals and the awards are nice, but, you know, fun really lasts forever. Well, hi, little Lena. How's everything going back there with you? She's going great. Well,
she's excited about our sing-along.
I think she is excited. Is she going to lead the sing-along, or are we going to have Lena and little Lena? Well, let's come on up.
Come on up, little Lena.
And if the studio audience will check the programs, there's no star in your programs, but you will find the lyrics.
Hopefully the words to this song.
The words to the song, I think, made it to the program. So do I have the words? Here, I have the words there.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. Everybody,
how much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window?
Oh, oh, oh.
Hope that doggy's for sale.
Well, that's our show this week. Please, thanks again to our special musical guest, Two Rivers Bluegrass Band. Lena Ann. Our poet laureate for Over the Back Fence, Bonnie Hulsing. The Over the Back Fence gang, Steph Dickens, Joel Hulsing, Carrie Eversole, Carolyn Fries, Lynn Susag, Steph Dickens. Our executive producer, Captain Bob Petrillo. His assistant, glamorous Glenn Jensen. His assistant, marvelous Maddie Haugen. Our internet guru, jazzy Jason Underfirth. Artistic director, Stella Burt. My co-host, Carrie the Rev Eversole. And I've been your host, Scott Dixon. Please join us next week. It's our work and play show on Over the Back Fence.